Hello, welcome to Powerhouse Politics. I'm ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Jonathan Carl. On yesterday's podcast, we talked about the crazy day yesterday at the White House with Donald Trump meeting Barack Obama for the very first time and in the Oval Office. Also at the White House were the Cleveland Cavaliers, including LeBron James. Of course, campaigned hard for Hillary Clinton. But because the Cavs were there, so was the governor of Ohio, John Kasich. I caught up with Kasich. He had been there for the ceremony with the Cavaliers, and he had met with President Obama. Interesting conversation, of course, because Kasich was one of those who never got around to endorsing Donald Trump and was about as critical of him as any Republican. Here's our conversation.
So what's your reaction seeing Donald Trump in the Oval Office with Barack Obama?
Well, I had a chance to spend a few minutes with President Obama, and he met with him and said they had a good conversation. I mean, he's not going to tell me what all they talked about, but this is the great thing about our country. It's called the transition of power, and it's the thing, I admire most about George Washington. He could have been king,
right?
But he saw that he served his country. It was time to move, and so we have a new president, and it's an exciting time to have a new president, and, we've got to put any of our differences aside, and we've got to give them support. John, we can't have a country that's constantly fighting with one another. Let's all say our prayers. Let's offer him support and wish him the best for all of our people, for our kids.
You've seen these protests all around the country, and you see people carrying signs saying, "Not my president."
Well, that's unfortunate, and I would never try to, tell them get off the streets or anything right. Like that, but we need to be together. The people of this country have spoken. There was concern about what would happen if the race was close, and would people say it wasn't fair? Look, it was fair. There's nobody saying it wasn't fair. So now all of us take a deep breath. All Americans take a deep breath today. As I mentioned on the airplane today, I said my prayers for Donald Trump, that he will have success, that he'll have wisdom. And I think that's where we have to be as Americans. Give him a chance. Give him a chance. And there'll be places where I'll agree with him and places where I will disagree with him. But that doesn't lead to any disrespect. That's one of the things that's really important. And one of the things that we've lost in this country is when I was here, even though you disagreed with somebody, you respected them. When you lose respect, things start to fall apart. So I'd ask everybody to take a deep breath. Mm-hmm. Let's offer up strong support for the next president.
Now you were as critical as anybody, yeah. Almost anybody of him during the campaign.
Right.
Do you think he has what it takes to be a good president or even a great president?
The people of this country have decided that he has what it takes.
What do you
think?
And
the people have spoken. I go forward with the people and say he is now our president, and I'm going to offer all the support that I possibly can, particularly in the areas where I agree. But I'm going to respect him in this office.
And the state of Ohio.
Yeah.
You didn't support him.
Right.
LeBron James didn't support him.
Yeah.
And that was a runaway victory in Ohio.
Well, listen, I think that what Donald Trump tapped into was that people have a sense that they don't have control of their lives, that nobody listens to them, not just in politics, but across the board. And he said that I will come and help you. And I think that appealed to people. And I also believe that all this business about endorsements and all that, frankly, it doesn't matter. It's all hocus pocus and baloney. Ohio spoke. They also spoke when I ran for re-election as governor. I won by almost 1 million votes. I mean, it's just the way it works. It's fine.
So how far would you go to help Donald Trump? Would you serve as an administration?
No, I'm going to be the governor for 2 years. I don't want to leave that position. But if they call and they want my advice or they want me to help them in some way, just like when President Obama called on trade. I mean, I disagree with the president, most of the time. But if there's issues in which I can help, where I can do something that maybe even bridge some bipartisan feelings, I'm more than willing to do that. But I don't expect to be in the administration.
I saw you were one of the first to publicly congratulate him. Have you called him yet? Have you talked to him?
No. I mean, we put out our message and congratulate him. And I know they're very busy now, and they have their team. And let them work to get things done.
All right, Governor Kasich. Thanks a lot. Great
All right,
to see you here.
Thank you.
There you have it. Thanks for listening to Powerhouse Politics. We'll be back next week with a regular episode.